is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. If you're looking for something to do with your family for spring break, I want you to add to your short list Sea Island. And it's just a few hours away from Atlanta and such a jewel to have in our backyard. And I have the director of recreation on the line with me, Mike Kennedy. And there's so much to do on Sea Island that there's something truly from teens to the elderly. So you're not going to be bored. So, Mike, I want you to give our listeners just an idea of what there are things to do on the island.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, in terms of listing some items, I'll start with our kids and teens. We've got a Camp Cloister, and that's for the ages of, say, 3 to 14. And it's more like a week-long camp. It's not a babysitting service by any means. These kids get to go out, and they'll be fishing. They'll be paddling on the creeks and rivers. They'll be sailing, and of course, it's all age appropriate. They'll be going down the water slide, the beach, the pool, volleyball, Hobie Cats, et cetera. And our focus with that age group is really to create memories and something that they can do here at Sea Island, right? It's something that they can take away from this place, and really, you know, they couldn't do it anywhere else. So that's our focus on our kids and teens. And then we have our whole water sports division, which is incredible. We do a bunch of different activities, paddleboarding.
Which I took part in the paddleboarding. And let me tell you, I went out on a special day because we saw a sea otter out while we were paddleboarding. And I understand that was very special.
That is really special, and what's neat about it is if you went again, you'll probably see some dolphins, or you'll go on a walk on a deserted sandbar and look in all the little creeks and little tidal pools, and every time you go, it's going to be something different, and that's why water sports really is a really cool vehicle to get out and see what surrounds us here at Sea Island and the Cloister. And if paddleboarding's not your thing, the kayaking is such a fun thing to do. That's one of my favorites to do with my own kids. We load everyone up in a kayak and we'll paddle to a sandbar that only exposes itself at low tide. And it's really like you're walking around an aquarium. You start looking at all the tidal pools and finding crabs and shrimp, and we've even found an octopus in one time.
Are you serious?
But you never know what you're going to find, and again, it's an experience that, you know, you get to take home with you. So that's neat, and then we also have sailing on the river that's, you know, new over the last few years that we rolled out, and everyone remembers if they've ever sailed before, they probably sailed in a sunfish sailboat.
Yes, so my son did the sailing, and he absolutely loved it. I think it's going to be the start of something that he really gets involved in later in life.
And that's neat. And you know, as he grows and gets more experience, he can walk across and from the river and go out on the beach and sail the big Hobie Cats.
That's what he's hoping.
And then we also, you know, those Hobie Cats go to an island that's a sandbar island that's offshore of Sea Island, and that's a really neat natural experience where we've got nesting shorebirds and the shelling is just absolutely incredible. And, you know, spring and summer, what a better time to do it than, you know, when the weather's right and the water temperature's, you know, getting where it needs to be. So it's an exciting time for us. And then, of course, the fishing.
Oh, my gosh. The fishing is fabulous.
Yeah, we've had a really great, great winter fly fishing for redfish in the flats, which has been fantastic. And that'll keep going on, you know, well into the spring. And the inshore trout, redfish, and flounder has actually started. We're seeing some bait showing up in the rivers, which is a little early for us, which is fantastic. That's a great sign for the spring. And then we have our new offshore 39 contender. So we're back in the Gulf Stream fishing for, you know, tuna, wahoo, dolphin, blue marlin, and bottom fishing offshore around our towers offshore and everything. So really, in terms of fishing, we have everything you can do on the Georgia coast.
So Mike, I caught, when we were fishing on Sea Island, I caught a stingray. That thing fought me like crazy, and I had no idea what I had. And it was fighting me and fighting me. And when I first pulled it up, I'm like, what prehistoric creature have I pulled out of the ocean? And so that was so exciting, one of the highlights for me.
Yeah, they're funny. They're like a, we call them, they're like a giant suction cup sometimes on the bottom. You think you're hung on the bottom. But, you know, I went into some of the bigger trips, but one of the neat things to do with your whole family is we really captured this two-hour kids family fishing experience, and you don't need to be a kid, but we joke around and we go for quantity over quality. So the more we can send the pole, the better. And it's really to introduce people to our coast and to our estuaries. And it's more than just a fishing trip. You know, you're seeing dolphin, you're seeing shorebirds, you're seeing, you know, nature at its best here in coastal Georgia. And, you know, coupled with the experience of catching your first fish or numerous fish. So, we're really excited about the spring and the summer. It's looking like a great year. And to add on to that, we have built a new yacht that's going to be arriving April 1st that has three decks. The upper deck is going to be an awning-covered deck, and the view is just spectacular. The sunset cruises, the dolphin cruises, the nature cruises.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're really excited about the offerings on that, and the views are just, like I said, you know, our tidal fluctuation can be up to 8 feet, so if you went out at low tide in the past, mm-hmm. you see a lot of marsh. Well, mm-hmm. the neat thing is now when you go out at low tide on this new vessel we're building, you'll see the wildlife that exposes itself at low tide, but you can also get on that top deck and you know, you'll see, on a nice day, you'll see views going into Darien over the salt marsh, so it's going to be a spectacular item that we're going to be offering here starting in April. So really excited about that as well.
So, Mike, when you're leaving the docks there at Sea Island, are those estuaries that you're going through to get out to the ocean?
Yeah, they're all salt marsh tidal creeks.
Tidal creeks, okay.
It's a lot of name, estuaries, you know, they're called a lot, but it is salt water.
They're beautiful. They're so serene and calming.
Yeah, they are, and, you know, we're really lucky because within a mile of the dock, just the natural setting of where all the oysters are and the small little creeks, there's the feeding habitat for all of our shorebirds, you know, is a lot of it's focused really close to here, so our nature trips are, you know, spectacular. And, of course, you know, throw in some dolphin on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
An otter, right?
Yes, and a sea otter, and he was sitting there against the bank eating the seagrass.
Yeah, that's neat. Again, you just don't know. Every trip's different, and, you know, we have a lot of vehicles to get out there and look at the surrounding area, and, you know, to me, that's what makes this place so special is you know, what surrounds us. And you know, that leads into horseback riding on the beach.
And now you're speaking my language. I've not done that yet on Sea Island, so that's something that I'm looking forward to because I am a horse craze nut.
Yeah, you need to come back and do that. I mean, it is awesome to ride down, you know, the south end of Sea Island, and it's really incredible. The horses will go, you know, along the ocean to the southern end, and that's the same location we take our kayaks to, and mm-hmm. You know, the natural setting down there is just spectacular, and what a neat thing to do is, you know, riding horses on the beach. I mean, that's a special activity for sure.
Well, so what we want to stress to people is this is a great destination for your family for spring break or for this summer with your family to make memories, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and you know, and it's been that way for 90 years. And what, you know, when you talk about all ages, that's what everyone in their specific role, whether it be our fishing captains that, you know, are also naturalists and our naturalists that's also, you know, can act as a historian. And, you know, everybody's going to add value to no matter who comes out. And whether it be somebody that's never thought about doing one of these activities before, I promise you, that the experience will be as tame as you want it or as exciting as you want it. And, you know, that's kind of where we try to make the difference, is really customizing each and everything we do, and make sure we exceed that expectation. That's our goal on everything that we've talked about, whether it be, you know, toddlers, teens, or grandparents, and everyone in between. So, it's a great, just figure out what you want to do, and we'll make sure that you have a great time.
We've got a minute or so left, but, you know, if there's a person that just wants to relax in a spa, you can take care of them too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what a way to relax and refresh, whether it be massages, facials. You know, it's a full-service spa. It is absolutely spectacular. And then to the fitness center that's right next door. It is a full fitness center with an indoor pool and, you know, everything in between that you want. And then we also have the pools over at the beach club that you can swim laps in, and, you know, our adult pool specifically, or our kids pool, or our bridge pool with a slide. Whatever you want to do, you can do it.
And it truly has something to offer every single person that you're bringing along with you on the trip, and there will be fun had by everyone. So if people want to get more information on having a trip for spring break or this summer at Sea Island, what should they do?
Well, the website is a great place to go. It lists everything that we offer. And then, you know, if you want to customize outside of that, just please, you know, give us a call, and we'll love to talk to you and customize what you can do. And the phone number is 1-800-SEA-ISLAND.
Okay, Mike Kennedy, Director of Recreation, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We're going to talk about more things that are going on at Sea Island and why you need to put it on your short list for spring break and this summer. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. One of my favorite things at Sea Island are the nature walks and the sea turtles and the sea marsh. And here to talk about that is Raleigh Nienhuis. And she's one of the turtle expertise people that can tell you all about it. And Raleigh, thanks for joining us on the line.
Thank you for having me.
So the turtle walks and the nature walks that you take people on are one of the highlights of a visit to Sea Island.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us about what people can expect from exploring kids and taking kids to explore the sea turtles.
So typically when families come along on either our dawn patrol or our night walks, for dawn patrol, they're getting up at 6 a.m. and they are truly out before the sun breaks the horizon.
It's totally worth it.
It is. It's completely worth it. You can take an afternoon nap later. So it's
right.
Basically, we just hop on a golf cart, and we're able to scan the entire 5 miles of Sea Island's beach, and we are in search of tracks left from the nesting female the night before. We're in search of those newly laid nests, and then later in the season, we search for those newly hatched nests, so we look for all those hatchlings.
And so I told you earlier, but my son was able to find the first hatch of the season and their tracks to the ocean. And it was a highlight for him of the entire trip. And it made special memories for all of us being there together and finding that.
It does. You know, dawn patrol and the night walks, anytime you get to experience something like that, for a lot of people, it's the very first time. And it's an ancient creature that's been doing this for a long time, and it's just kind of a magical moment to be able to see something like that.
And tell us about the nature walks.
Yes, so we provide a lot of different types of tours that get you out into the wild, and one of the more abundantly booked things are our bike tours and our marsh walks, and it just allows the families and the kids to really experience our nature on such a beautiful barrier island such as Sea Island, and get to see all the different types of native plants and animals that we have to offer.
Well, I totally encourage you, if, when you visit Sea Island, to sign up for the Sea Turtle Dawn Patrol, because you won't be sorry. It'll be something that a memory that you take home with you. Thank you so much, Raleigh Nienhuis, the naturalist at Sea Island, for joining us in the studio.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, folks. Sea Island, visit it at your next opportunity for spring break this summer. Any time of year is a great time of year to visit Sea Island. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we are talking to the folks from Sea Island about what a wonderful idea it is for your family to visit there for spring break or this summer. And we're telling you all the benefits of what there is to do from the ages of 2 to 92. And we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about their golf course and all the amenities they have there, as far as their national sales manager with their amenities as far as their lodging. So we're going to start with Brendan Bowen, the national sales manager for Sea Island. Thanks so much for joining us on the line today.
Thank you, Belinda. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so tell us what's going on.
So the lodge opened in 2001 to rave reviews. It's been a phenomenal property since day one, so phenomenal that we're faced with increasing demand and decided to recently add three rooms to the lodge proper. So in the hotel, there are 43 guest rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking it one step further by adding six oceanfront cottages sort of on the west side of the property. So there will be five two-bedroom cottages and a four-bedroom cottage for a total of 14 additional guest rooms. It'll make sort of our lodge collection a total of 57 guest rooms.
I mean, that is perfect for a family for spring break or summer or whatever time of year they can get away and come to Sea Island to just have a cottage to themselves and just really connect as a family.
It is. The lodge, we like to say, sort of knows no seasonality. It's a great property any time of the year. You know, we've typically got wonderful weather to offer here in the Golden Isles, and, you know, what better place to enjoy it than the lodge?
Okay, so there's a lot going on. You're making a lot of improvements. You're adding a lot of things. You have the six new cottages, 14 new rooms. Tell me about the pool and the pool house.
Absolutely, yeah, that's a great point. So from my position in the group sales world, the pool and the pool house are a really exciting addition. It gives us additional great oceanfront function space. One of the comments we've received since the lodge opening is gosh, what, this is my favorite place in the world, but it sure could use a swimming pool. You know, it tends to be great warm weather here in the summer, and you know, you want to be able to have somewhere to cool off. So we all feel very strongly that the addition of the pool sort of completes the masterpiece that is the lodge. And the pool house should be phenomenal, whether it's for a social guest, a family visiting, or for a group wanting to host a beautiful evening function overlooking the ocean.
Great. And this 18-hole putting course, I mean, I'm not a golfer, so a putting course is so up my alley.
Yes, it is another tremendous addition to the lodge experience, and really adds to what, you know, we feel is the premier boutique destination on the East Coast. So the lodge, one point I want to make, Belinda, is that I don't know if it's whether it's due to the 90-year history of the Cloister. It's got a great, you know, that property's got its own great pedigree, great rich history. But I think there's a misconception that in some ways the lodge is supplementary to the Cloister, when in fact it's its own, again, boutique five-star destination. It's earned Forbes five stars every year since it's opened, which is extremely rare. That's a very difficult distinction to earn, and they certainly have earned it for the past 17 or 18 years. And again, like I said, it's its own self-contained property with a phenomenal world-class staff, world-class facilities, short proximity to the beautiful St. Simon's Village. So it is its own experience, its own wonderful destination. And I would be remiss if I didn't also highlight our butler team, who do everything under the sun, from retrieving your favorite flavor of ice cream to, you know, ironing your shirt and everything in between.
When you stay there, you will notice why they are five-star and why they keep winning awards, because you guys are phenomenal at what you do. It is top-notch service with wonderful amenities, and the rooms are appointed so beautifully that it feels it's exquisite but yet homey.
Couldn't agree more. It's a very, you know, intimate, charming experience. The butlers have almost a sixth sense for knowing what you need before you know you need it. So yes, very seamless experience from check-in to the eventual check-out. Can't say enough about that great experience.
I kind of start feeling a little blue the day that I have to check out.
I hear that a lot, actually. That's what I was going to say. The checkout, we tend to find our guests try to delay for as long as they possibly can. We get a lot of folks asking if they can, if the room they're staying in is available for another day.
I don't doubt that. Tell us a little bit about the St. Simon's Village.
Sure, yeah. It's a great historic village. Again, it is within walking distance from the lodge. There's bikes available for rental at the lodge. It's a beautiful bike ride all the way on a sidewalk with a canopy of...
it is a gorgeous ride.
Yeah, it is. So the village, you know, you've got the lighthouse. There's a really compelling lighthouse museum, great restaurants, a beautiful pier from which you can actually see the large American flag that sort of announces the lodge, if you will. But yeah, great village experience. Especially this time of year, and in the summer and the fall, it's tremendous as well.
I love the walk around the Sea Island and the Cloister. It's just, there's not a blade of grass that's out of place, but it's so beautifully done, but not overdone. It's just exquisite. I love it. And the little bunny rabbits that are running around, just adorable. So,
Linda, that is, yeah, you are speaking from my heart. That is a beautiful, great way to describe the property.
So let's switch gears just a little bit to those golfers who are listening, who have been and those who will be going to Sea Island for a little golf. And we'll be speaking with Brandon Veal. He is the director of golf, and what a tough, tough job you have, Brandon.
I know. Somebody's got to do it, though, Belinda. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. So tell us about this new state-of-the-art golf performance center. I know that's going to be a popular thing.
Yeah, we're very excited about it, and as Brendan stated, you know, with the enhancements going on at the lodge are really incredible, and we're just excited and can't wait for them to be done. But, yeah, the new golf performance center is going to be 16,000 square feet. It's got six bays. It'll have fitness. It's going to have everything state-of-the-art. It'll be, quite frankly, unmatched and unparalleled in the world in what we're doing. And that, along with our line of teachers and club fitters and fitness instructors that we have, and it's so exciting where we're heading, and we couldn't be happier about it.
So can I expect, as if I were a golfer, to leave Sea Island as a better golfer?
You better. Yeah, you know, it's funny. The one thing that we try to do, I've been here a little while now, but the one thing we tried to do with the golf at the lodge was really have it be a place where you can come and do everything golf and never have to go anywhere else. You're going to have the best accommodations. You got three fantastic golf courses to play. And then you've got the Golf Performance Center where you can do everything golf. You can, and it's for every player. It's from the beginning golfer that's never touched a club all the way to our tour players that are here. So
I was going to mention that I have been at one of your restaurants and seen a pro golfer who practices on your course.
Yeah, we've got a few of them around here, and that's the fun thing, and that's the great thing about this place is you'll see them, whether you're at dinner, you might see them on the putting green, you might see them at the performance center, you might see them in the pool with their kids at the beach club or the new pool at the lodge. You know, we've got 11 tour pros that are here now, and, you know, we've got probably close to 25 total that are playing between the web.com and some of the smaller tours that are trying to get on the PGA Tour. But it's fun, and they interact, and their families interact, and it's just a fun place to be. And it's, you know, that's part of the charm of being here. And I think if you ask why they're here, why the players are here, obviously, they've got great facilities to work with at Sea Island, but I think it's also the place itself is just so family friendly and down to earth, and it just feels good.
Yes, it does feel good. And for a family, that's a sport that they can play together their entire lives. So it's a great place for your kids to learn how to play golf and play it well, and you can do it as a family.
Absolutely, and I think the new putting course is going to really help with that as well. I think it's, you know, it's going to be a very family-friendly place where you can go, and if you don't have time to play 18 holes, or if you want to do something right before you go to dinner, it'll be a place where you can go out and enjoy the scenery. You're just going to be right on the ocean. Probably will have the bagpiper closing down the golf courses right at that time, and so it's going to be a surreal experience.
Now, what do you have? Do you have classes for the younger children to teach them any golf techniques?
Absolutely. We run throughout the year, and especially through spring break in the summers, we run clinics on daily for juniors and for adults. We have basically from any level, whether it's beginners, never played before, to advanced, and we can separate those out. But it's very easy to get involved in it, and we'd love for the parents to come and observe and watch. We also do family clinics where if a family wants to come together and do it together, we can do that as well. So we're really, at the Golf Performance Center, we have set programs, but we can tailor anything to any individual or any group or any family that they want to do.
That's great. Now, when do you expect the Golf Performance Center to be available for your guests?
Well, we still have our current Golf Performance Center. We're going to stay there until the new one is finished, and it'll be finished probably the end of this year.
Okay.
And so our current Golf Performance Center is still running. It'll be there. We do everything out of it right now, so there's no change. But when we open the new one, it'll be quite a difference, and it'll be a wonderful facility to be in.
Okay, you guys. Brendan Bowen with the National Sales Manager and Brandon Veal, Director of Golf. Thank you guys for joining us by phone to talk about all the wonderful amenities and golf that Sea Island has to offer. Stay tuned, folks, because coming up next, we're going to talk about all the food options coming your way from Sea Island. Get ready, because they are plenty. So you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're speaking about Sea Island and what a great place it is to visit for spring break or this summer, or for that fact, any time of the year. And while you're there, you need to have some of the wonderful food that is prepared in any of the number of restaurants. So the executive chef of the Cloister and the Beach Club, Bill Welch, is with us on the line. So, Bill, I have eaten several meals that you have orchestrated and some of the best food I've ever put in my mouth.
Thank you, Belinda. We really appreciate that. We're gearing up for our spring and summer season here at Sea Island. So we have, you know, a variety of restaurants and dining styles, from beachside casual to five-star, five-diamond in the Georgian Room. We're getting ready to roll out all of our spring menus during the first two to three weeks of March. And then we have some new concepts coming up. So we have Dunes at the Beach Bar, which is our beachside casual restaurant with oysters and peel-and-eat shrimp, and all kinds of fun stuff going on down there. So that'll be right on the beach and people overlooking the ocean. That's going to roll out over Easter weekend. Also at the Beach Club, we have our Wonderland renovation in full swing. So we'll be adding a build-your-own sundae bar, smoothies and fresh-pressed juices for breakfast, a new candy wall with a variety of new options, including lollipops and all kinds of fun stuff. And then we have a huge pastry case that we're building with fun new creations from the bake shop at Sea Island.
So there are so many options for dining at Sea Island. So whatever you're in the mood for, you've got it covered.
Absolutely. So from Italian to French-style cuisine to seafood-oriented over at the Beach Club. And then we have Georgia Room, which is much more fine dining, as well as Colton Allison, which is our classic steakhouse.
I have found it's nice during the day to eat down at the Beach Club, and then at night to kind of mix it up between your finer dining and the Italian restaurant. So it keeps every night something's different.
Yes, ma'am. And you really can't go wrong in any of our restaurants. All of our individual chefs de cuisines do a phenomenal job creating menus and making changes and adjustments and really learning and trying to make something new and fresh every season for all the guests that come and join us.
Well, I have two teenage boys, and you have never failed to please their palates when we've been there. So there again, something for everybody and everybody's taste at the restaurants at Sea Island, and there are several to choose from. So Bill Welch, executive chef of the Cloister and the Beach Club, thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
Absolutely.
All right, stay tuned. More about Sea Island and why it should be your choice for a family getaway this spring break or this summer. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.